Happy Friday, friends. It's time for another episode of the Extraordinary Moms Podcast. I'm Jessica Dahlquist, your host, and every Tuesday I bring you an interview with a different mom who shares their motherhood journey and the lessons they've learned along the way. And on Fridays, this is our first Friday where it's actually titled the title that I think is going to stick, Friday Heart to Hearts. And that's what I want them to be. I want it to feel like I am chatting from my mother heart to your mother heart. I want to share with you what's going on in my life, what I've been thinking about lately. And just any practical advice or tips or things I've read, you know, things that just might help you along your journey as well. So thanks so much for tuning into the podcast. As always, it's such a pleasure to bring you each and every episode, both on Tuesdays and on Fridays. If you haven't already done so, if you want to follow me on Instagram, my handle is at JessicaDahlquist3. We also have a Facebook page, Extraordinary Moms Podcast. And as always, if you want to find out more information about past episodes, past guests, and get links to all the resources that we mentioned on the episodes, you can go over to the website, extraordinarymomspodcast.com. So today, it's going to be maybe a little bit shorter. We'll see how things shake out as I get chatting. But today, I wanted to talk about two things. The first thing I wanted to talk about was the idea of having a full life versus a busy life. And I'll explain to you what I mean in just a sec. And then after that, I want to talk about three meals that you can bring somebody who might benefit from a meal tonight, whether it's a new mom, whether it's someone that's sick, someone that's just overwhelmed. You know, sometimes it just feels so good to know that you don't have to cook dinner and the meal is just one thing off your plate. So think of somebody that this week you could reach out to them and bring them a meal this week. And I'm giving you three ideas that are super simple, but will definitely, you know, really help out in the life of somebody else who might be in need. So that kind of fits in well with our busy topic. So I'll explain how that ties in just a sec. So full versus busy. We live in an age where busy is glorified. I mean, if you say, how are you doing? The most common response is, oh, busy, 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 busy. Like if you're not busy, you're doing something wrong. And if you are busy, then you're doing something right. And while it may be all great things that you're doing that are keeping you busy, I really want to address the fact that we don't have to be busy and rushing and stressed, and our life doesn't have to be completely maxed out in order to be a really fulfilling life. Now, granted, I only have three little kids, and so our schedules from kindergarten and under, you know, our schedules aren't that packed. We have school to attend to. I have a preschool schedule, kindergarten schedule, not that many extracurriculars. My six-year-old is on one soccer team. We have church stuff. But I mean, other than that, we really intentionally don't sign up for a lot of extracurriculars at this point. And I know that will change as they get older. I'm just enjoying this phase where I don't have to sign up for every little class and every, you know, team and, you know, every little thing. And so I'm taking advantage of that and not overcommitting early on. But I mean, I see a lot of people that are, you know, from the time their child is even aged into any type of activity, you know, the parents are jumping on it. And it's so fun. It's fun to take your daughter to dance. It's so fun to watch your son play soccer. It's so fun to start music lessons and on and on and on. It's so fun, but it also can add a lot of stress to your life. And so I want to give you permission this week and today to look at your life and look at your calendar and say, okay, what are the things that really matter to my family? What are the things that really are helping them, my kids, to grow their talents? What are, you know, the things that are really helping us to all grow in our character? Whatever your priorities are, look at those things and see if your calendar matches up with that. Because you might find that you've signed up for something that is like such a rush every single week, and it's like weighing on you that you know that you have book club every Thursday night, or every, you know, even just once a month, or oh man, I really want to do that cooking class, or oh, my son really wants to sign up for another team, or you know, whatever it is. And they may want to do that, or you may want to do something, but unless it really aligns with your priorities, the only thing that is adding to your life is more stress and just more pressure. you're going to be able to enjoy the things way more that you are doing if you're doing less of them and you're doing things that actually matter to you. Okay? Now, I know that's hard to say no sometimes because things might sound fun and you might want to do those things. But just because it might sound like fun, if it would alleviate some stress and take a weight off your mind to know that you're not committing yourself to another Friday night activity, or you're not forcing yourself to read another book that you may or may not actually want to read in the first place, whatever it is, really look twice at what your calendar looks like and how is that aligning with your values and priorities. Because I heard a quote one time that I really love that you spend your time doing what you value. And it's so, so true. And there was a time in my life where I looked at my life and I was thinking, I'm not really doing the things that I value. I'm using my discretionary time in wasteful ways, doing various things that aren't really adding anything to my life. And so by replacing that idle, wasteful time with more meaningful activities, and don't get me wrong, it doesn't mean you have to be productive every minute of every day. You can definitely take time for leisure and self-care, like we talked about in this week's episode. But the point is, find the things that fill you up. What are the things that really matter to you that at the end of the day, you will think back and think, wow, I'm so glad I took the time to do fill in the blank. I'm so glad I took the time to read a book. I'm so glad I took the time to take a walk. I am so glad I spent some time researching new recipes for my family. What are those things that aren't necessarily the things that you put on your calendar, but the activities that matter a lot to you that would add something to your life? And then also look at your calendar. Talk to your kids. They may be doing activities that don't really fill them up either. And so talking with your spouse, talking with your kids, and discussing what are the things that really matter, what things are we really enjoying, and what are some things that maybe we can take off our plate. You know, if you are stressing every month about book club and you enjoy the girl time aspect of it, but it's stressing you out every month, maybe take it off your plate for this season. Maybe it's volunteering for every single thing at church or at the local school. I mean, you do not have to be the go-to person for everything all the time. Because when you're able to have some margin in your life where there's space, you create space to do things that are really meaningful. To read, to cook, to exercise, whatever it is, fill in the blank. But you also make margin and room to serve. Lately, I've been trying to make a point to, in my daily prayers, start the day with a prayer that God would point out to me the people that are in need of a friend, in need of some support. And then I really ask to be guided to know how I can best serve them and support them that day. And it's been really eye-opening to realize that there's people all around us who are in need of a friend. And oftentimes, it's really small things on my part that make a huge impact in their daily life. So by not overscheduling my day, I have time to evaluate, okay, so if I need to pay a visit to somebody, or I need to make a meal for somebody, or just a phone call, you know, things like that, I have the time to do that and the luxury to do that because I'm not overscheduled. So I try to create a life that is not busy. It is truly not a busy, busy life, but it is a full life. We aren't just sitting around twiddling our thumbs wondering, whoa, what are we going to do today? On any given day, we are doing things. We are. And if there's good weather, we're going to parks. And if there's bad weather, we're going to museums. If there's somebody on my mind, you know, I might try and reach out to them. There's just room in our life to live and live in a way that is fun and enjoyable and a little more laid back. And I know as you get older, you know, as your kids get older, things get complicated and obligations are upped and there's more commitments. I get it. And I will get there in my life and I'll probably re-record a podcast saying, oh, Jessica, 10 years ago, you were saying create margin, la, 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 la. You know, if you're 10 years ahead of me, you're probably saying that to yourself right now. But I acknowledge, you know, there's some things you just simply can't take off your calendar. School schedules and band practices and sports commitments. I mean, it takes up time. I understand that. But just look at the discretionary things where you can choose if you do back to back to back to back things or sign up for every single little thing. Less is more a lot of times. So just try to find ways to pare down. And I think that will be really helpful to kind of the attitude that you approach every day with. You know, if you go to bed so exhausted and drained at the end of every day, chances are you're not really looking forward to waking up the next morning to do it all again. And that's no way to live. I mean, there's definitely some seasons like that, but you know, in the big picture, that's not a way to live your whole life. So, that's basically what I wanted to say about, you know, getting away from the busy life and just trying to live a full life, filling it up with things that are the most meaningful to you, that really help you to become the person that you want to be, and teaching our children what a meaningful, full life looks like. That is our goal as moms. So I hope that's an encouragement today. And now, since you've thought about, how can I create more margin in my life and how can I live a full life and a little less busy life, I really encourage you to do service. It is a life-changing thing where I love the beauty of the reciprocal aspect to service. We do things to serve and care for and show love to other people, but it is so life-giving to the server as well. And so when we can look outside of ourselves, I mean, sometimes we just get so wrapped up in our own life that we don't even realize the needs of anybody else because we're just go, go, going in our own little world. And that's not what we're put here to do. We're here to take care of each other and support one another. And so the more that we can do that, the more fulfilled our life will be as well. So one of the ways that I like to serve in this season of my life is through bringing meals. And whether it's a new mom, whether it's somebody that, you know, it just has a lot going on, their husband's away, whatever it is, maybe they've had a sick child or they've been not well, bringing a meal is just a great, simple way to take one thing off of somebody's plate. And I mean, who doesn't want to have somebody else cook them dinner, right? It is such an just such a blessing. And any time in my life where I've been the recipient of people bringing meals, it has just been so encouraging to me that somebody else would take their time and their energy to help, you know, nourish my family. And it's more than just about the food. It's about the care and the love that is behind that food. So here's a few tips for bringing food to people. I challenge you this week, find somebody to take a meal to. Think of someone who just might benefit from not having to cook dinner tonight. It doesn't have to be for any big specific reason, but just call someone and say, hey, you've had a lot going on. Let me bring you dinner tonight. And what I like to do is I like to go to the dollar store and I like to buy those metal tins, and they're fabulous. They're like 3 in a pack. Usually I buy the circular ones, but they have all shapes and they have cardboard lids that you can write on, which is fabulous. And so what I do is I pick a meal that I am already making for my family and I double it. Simple as that. So I'm not going, you know, out of my way to, you know, reinvent the wheel or anything, or, you know, deprive my family of dinner. I just double what I'm making. So as long as I have the right ingredients, I'm good to go. So use one of those disposable tins. You don't want to have to worry about bringing someone dinner and then they're worried about getting your Tupperware back to you. That's just such a hassle for both of you. So make it disposable. Give them paper plates. Give them napkins. Give them plastic forks. And so, yeah, I'll think ahead and I'll say, okay, what am I going to make my family for dinner? Chili. Perfect. So I'm going to double the chili. I use the McCormick's chili seasoning packets. Some of you might not like that prepackaged aspect, but you know, this works for me. So I brown the meat, do some diced up onions with it. I put in pinto beans and kidney beans that I've drained. I add in a big thing of the tomato sauce and a can of the diced tomatoes. That way it gets really saucy. And sometimes I'll throw in some corn if I have it. That makes it really, really good. And then the seasoning. And then I let it simmer for a little bit. The nice thing that makes bringing a meal to someone much easier is if you can do it ahead of time, it's always stressful if you're trying to get someone else's dinner to them right at dinner time. But if you can make this ahead of time, sometimes I'll do it the night before, but most of the time I'll do it the morning of. And I'll make it and get it all set up so that I can drop it off at my convenience or at their convenience anytime throughout the day. So maybe it's 1 p.m. and I drop off their dinner, and the instructions for what they need to do with the dinner, with the meal, is on written in permanent marker on the lid. And that way, whenever they want dinner, they can pop it in the oven and do it. And same with me. I'm already home at dinner time, and so then I can pop it in the oven when I'm ready. So the thing I like about this chili is that I make the chili, and I like one pot kind of meals, things like that. Less dishes is better. So after I simmer that for about 30 minutes to make it nice and saucy, I dump it into two casserole containers. So like one is the disposable one, and then one is one of my own that I'm going to use for my family. And so I split it in half, dump half. So it takes up about half of the container. And then I sprinkle shredded cheese on top. And then I'm going to link to this in the show notes. There's a really super yummy cornbread recipe, but you can use whatever cornbread recipe you normally use. But I whip that up, and then I pour that on top of the chili and cheese. So it's chili on the bottom, cheese, and then the cornbread batter on top of that. And then that's it. Oh man, the cornbread that I use is so delicious. You're going to need to check that out in the show notes. I'm pretty sure I need to write the show notes after this, but I'm pretty sure it's from Mel's Kitchen Cafe, which is one of my favorite food blogs. But I'll link to her website and give her adequate credit for sure. Yeah, then put the lid on and put it in the fridge. And then I think it's just at 350 for 25 minutes or something like that. You're baking it off, but then it's all in one. And so when, you know, whoever it is that you're bringing it to goes to serve it, it's all just one spatula scooping out the chili. The cheese is already there, and then the cornbread's on top. So you're not bringing all these different parts to the meal, which can get kind of stressful. You know, and then like get them a carton of strawberries for dessert, or grapes, or watermelon, or, you know, cookies, whatever you want to do. But keep it simple. It doesn't need to be an elaborate meal. You don't need, you know, five courses when you're bringing somebody a meal. All that matters is that, you know, they're going to feel full by the end, and they're going to feel loved. So, yeah, I'll link to that in the show notes for sure if you want more information on that recipe. But that is one of my favorite go-tos. Another one is chicken pot pies. I use the Pillsbury chicken pot pie recipe, and I'll link to that in the show notes as well. I use the refrigerated Pillsbury crust. Super tasty. You don't need to roll it out. It saves you so much time. And then I use a bag of the frozen mixed vegetables. And depending upon what combination looks good, I kind of mix it up sometimes. But, you know, like the standard carrots, cauliflower, broccoli, sometimes like zucchini, whatever, but just thaw that a little bit ahead of time, and then you don't need to do any chopping. And then going back to that that tip I gave you a while back about the rotisserie chicken, I always have shredded rotisserie chicken in my freezer, so pull a bag of that out, use that shredded rotisserie chicken, use the frozen vegetables, the pre-made pie crust that you just lay into the pie dish. Again, use a disposable tin. And oh my gosh, it is so delicious. You just make that like roux gravy stuff sauce that goes in the pot pie. So delicious. And again, you put the lid on it. You say how to bake it. I'll have to look up the recipe, but it'll be in the show notes. But yeah, whenever they're ready, it's like $3.50 for an hour or something like that. And they can put it in at their convenience. And that's super easy to double as well. One for you, one for them, done. Love it. And so that's another favorite thing that I love to bring people when I'm bringing them a meal. And lastly, my other favorite thing is enchiladas, because it's really easy to make those like individualized. So depending upon how many people that you're serving, you know, if there's four people in the family, I would do two or three per person. Three is very generous, but if you do that, then they'll have leftovers. And so again, use a disposable tin, and I love the enchilada sauce, the red enchilada sauce in a glass jar from Trader Joe's. I'm really sorry if you don't have a Trader Joe's near you. That's super bummer. But it doesn't taste like a can, and you know, if you like the canned stuff anyways, that's fine too. Or maybe you like your own enchilada sauce. That's great too. But all I do is either use rotisserie chicken or the canned chicken from Costco. and I drain that really good and break that up. And then I throw in like a handful of cheese, rinsed black beans. Sometimes I'll add a little bit of corn and then a little bit of the sauce. I mix that up really good. And then I wrap it in corn tortillas. I warm them up a little bit ahead of time because if you roll it, then they'll break. So soften them up a little bit in the microwave. And then fill up the enchiladas, roll them up. Put a little bit of the sauce down at the bottom of the pan first so that it doesn't get dry. And then face them seam side down so they don't bust open. And then just line them up next to each other, one after another, one after another. And then top it with a little more sauce and sprinkle some cheese on top. Put the lid on. And then it's like 350 for 15 minutes until the cheese is melted on top. Easy, easy meal. I love sending that to families and then also like giving them a bag of chips. And people seem to love that. And it's really easy to mass produce those for sure. So sometimes I'll even make a lot of them and bring a meal to two people because it's just so easy to have an assembly line going and just make a ton of enchiladas. So again, I'll put that recipe in the show notes as well. So as you are thinking of ways to live the most full life you can, not just to spin your wheels all the time and get through each day, think about how you most meaningfully want to exist and live each and every day. You want to live with joy. You want to live with purpose. And if you seek to live a full life according to your values and what really matters and what your priorities are, you will live a life that is so much more fulfilled than if you just try to keep up with the rat race. So I hope that was helpful today. That's just what's been on my mind lately. And just thank you so much for tuning into the podcast every week. It's such a pleasure to bring you the guests and to chat with you on Fridays. On next Tuesday's episode, I'm going to be talking with Lindsay Aerts. And Lindsay is a radio personality. She has a radio show based in Utah right now. But she is also really involved with the Climbing Out of Darkness campaign, which brings awareness to postpartum depression. And she's going to talk about her own experience and what spurred her to want to become really active in this community to give people a voice who are struggling in this way. So thanks so much for spending time with me today. I hope you have an awesome weekend, and I will see you on Tuesday's episode.